And we are ready to admit that this sort of information is pretty dry. It's facts and it's figures. It's a lot of repetition. It's uninteresting things that alcoholics don't like to mess with. Such things as a New York office or a bunch of Yankees being in the red doesn't concern too many of we alcoholics. I know that because it didn't concern me.
I wasn't particularly concerned, even though for the last 2 or 3 years I have made a half-hearted effort in my group to see that funds were sent to the Alcoholics Foundation. And I'd like to say right here to clarify what that is. The Alcoholics Foundation is a corporation which embodies the Work Publishing Corporation, which publishes our big book.
Owns the Grapevine and many other service medias that are channeled out to the group secretaries from time to time. Now, the foundation has no more to do with the groups of Alcoholics Anonymous in New York than they do with the groups in Port Arthur, Texas, or with the group in Keokuk, Iowa. Please get that point clear, because we have been asked so many times pertaining to that. So many people are of the opinion that we are assisting another group when we send a few dollars into the foundation. I don't know how well the rest of the United States is going to answer to this call to service of bills. But I believe that both Icky and I can say with all honesty that not only is the state of Texas going to go over the top on their pro rata share of being in the red, they have almost already done it. And I base that remark on figures that we have already received since the convention. Funds that have already been sent in to the foundation. Funds that have already been sent in the form of Grapevine subscriptions. Texas is listed in the new directory, the brand new one, as having 4,462 members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And at the time that went to press, out of those 4,462 members, there was a total of 842 grapevines being shipped across the Red River each month. That is low. I know that we as Texans are not proud of that, and I also know that as good AAs, we are going to correct that situation. It isn't our lot, nor were we directed to come back home and beat the drum for any money for either one of those two medias, the foundation or CAA Grapevine. Our message to you is to be simply one of information, to inform you of a situation up there that can and will be remedied. The only thing we can ask ourselves, are we going to do our part? Or are we going to continue? When we turn in this new directory and we come to the state of Texas and we come to our various groups listed herein, and we see where there are 12 members and no money. We see where there are 70 members and no money. We see where there are 300 members and $150 sent. We see many, many of our best known groups in the state. That haven't been mentioned in the dollar column in this new directory. We aren't proud of that. I know I wasn't proud one year when my group, the suburban group in Dallas, neglected to send the foundation any money. There was a total void out there in that column. Now, it isn't that we do not want to do something about that situation. I can't help but feel like that it isn't indifference, it isn't negligence on our part. It's simply that there hasn't been somebody in our group to keep us advised, that there hasn't been somebody in our group, call it a ramrod if you want to, they subject themselves to much criticism. And up to this good moment, those that are criticized quite a bit, it's been our observation that they've outlived it. They've weathered the storm. But rather, the reason for that deficit and being in the red up there in New York has been that it has not been brought to the attention properly and enough times for each of us to be given an opportunity to put just a little money into that very necessary cause. If you break it down, it is so absurd that it's ridiculous. Broken down, $2 a year per member is 4 cents per meeting, 4 cents per week. Four lousy little pennies. Just think, a little bit more than a postage stamp. If everybody in AA in the United States sent in 35 cents, we would be on a paying basis and everything would be out of the red. If everybody in the United States sent in 70 cents, they could give you the grapevine. It wouldn't be necessary to charge $2.50. a year for it. But we're looking at a situation now that's going to make it necessary to do one of two things. We're in a looking over period as far as Grapevine is concerned. That if there aren't sufficient subscriptions, come into the Grapevine within about 90 days, then the step will be simply this. It is cut and dried. That it must therefore increase from $2.50 a year to $3.50 a year. From a selling price of 25 in our group's bulk to 35 cents. I don't think that's going to be necessary. I don't think it's going to happen. But anyhow, there is a picture as far as the grapevine itself is concerned. I hate to read anything, but I'm going to read you real hurriedly a summary of the things that were taken up and handled at that three-day conference. And I might say there that they kept us busy 3 days and three nights. There was unity, there was understanding, there was business, there was no foolishness. There was no interrupting of the speaker. There was no interrupting of the chairman. It was strictly business, and it went off like clockwork for 3 days and three nights. We approved the report of Mr. Greamy on the status of Alcoholics Anonymous. The assembly affirmed action of Board of Trustees in increasing royalty paid to Bill Wilson. That was an additional royalty, I think all of you know, at Dr. Bob's death. 35 cents out of a book sale went to him. They gave Bill 17 and a half, or half, of Dr. Bob's portion, the other half going to the foundation. They offered Bill and wanted him to take the entire 35 cents, which would have built him up to 70 cents on the sale of a book, but he refused it. Recommended to Board of Trustees that the royalties provided for by the board and approved by the conference be payable to Bill Wilson or Lois should she survive him. That's taken care of it, we think. For their lifetime, regardless of the expiration of any copyright. Recommended that Mr. Bernard Smith act as chairman of the conference and that Helen Brown serve as secretary. Resolved that the conference go on record to express its sincere appreciation by letter to Bobby Berger, many of you remember her, for her long, wonderful, and faithful service to AA. Voted that each state delegate will purchase its own series of slides, including additional pictures of the office. We wanted that for this convention, but they're simply not ready. Voted to have an issue of the grapevine devoted to the services of Alcoholics Anonymous. Voted that Bill should make a recording of his third legacy talk to be available for distribution. That'll come later, and the secretaries will all be advised of it. Recommended to the Board of Trustees that a scroll be presented to the heirs of Dr. Smith and Dr. Silkworth, expressing appreciation of their years of service to AA. Chose four committees to save time. We were running out of time up there. It was voted that non-alcoholic members of the Board of Trustees be continued in office and that it be the sense of the conference that we do need and will continue to need non-alcoholic members on the Board of Trustees. It was voted that the conference feels that in future years, standard AA textbooks and literature should have conference approval. Please, some of you remember these points that were discussed. It was voted that it is the sense of the conference that the subject of auxiliary or family groups be taken back to their local groups for further discussion and to be considered at next year's conference. It was voted that it is the sense of the conference that the alcoholic members of the Board of Trustees ought to have a fixed term of office. It was voted that next year's conference sessions be limited to conference members only. There were alternates elected at the time the delegate was elected, and in a few instances they too attempted to attend the conference. It was voted that our temporary charter is suitable for the coming 3 years and that the general principles guiding assemblies also approved. The budget committee reported as follows: that each delegate report to a state committee a summation of the financial
report. We tried to do that. That each delegate advise his committee of the slide presentation, the General SU illustrating the services, and the Grapevine, the General Service Headquarters. That each delegate will be sent an order blank for this series, and we bought that. It's on its way, but not here. That the primary report of the area groups and AA members should consist of this visual presentation and the information that the services rendered by these, and the title should not be curtailed. In other words, we want to maintain those general offices as they are. We don't want them to have to hedge here or at any given point in their function. That all be acquainted with the headquarters budget for 1951, which is estimated at $107,000. That the groups wishing to participate in contributing to the Alcoholic Foundation give a minimum of $2 per member for the year 1951. All recommendations were accepted by a vote of conference. Here's the budget committee. Suggested to the board of directors of the Grapevine that some mild form of promotion and for an increase in circulation is adopted. For instance, the distribution of a postage-free envelope in a different color, providing for an initial trial subscription at a cost of $1 for 4 issues. That on October the 1st, 51, the financial results from the operation of the Grapevine to that date be reviewed. If there is no considerable improvement, an increase in price is recommended to avoid further impairment of the Alcoholic Foundation reserve funds. Trustees committee report was informal, as there is no vacancy existing at this time. Future procedure will be that suggestions may be submitted to any member of the committee who will send it to the headquarters office. Report committee set the date of June 1st as the earliest of which a report to the conference can be ready. Also, recording of Bill's legacy talk, each delegate will receive a detailed report of the conference. It was voted at the thanks of the conference, press, the officers, and so on and so on. I know that's dry. But the responsibility has been put to us. It's a serious responsibility. It's a responsibility that we will not fail in. It's a responsibility of every member of Alcoholics Anonymous to carry his or her share. And that share is so little that I know that it will be done. We had a grand time in New York. It was interesting. We learned a lot. I wish everybody could see what we saw. And I know that Icky is going to give you a story and stick not as much to detail as was necessary for me, because I elected to take that part of the program. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.